All right, so we're going to begin the sixth perek of Chesem and Aleph. The subject of this perek is basically going to be, we've been talking throughout the Masechta about cases where you have an animal, a balmum, which has kedusha but can't be brought as a korban. Here in our perek, we're going to be talking about animals that have other problems with them that prevent them from being brought as a korban. Mainly, actually, we're going to focus on things having to do with aveiros. That prevent an animal from being brought as a carbon. So the Mishnah starts off, Kol ha'asurim legabim mizbeach, all animals that are also to be brought as a carbon on the mizbeach, oistrin b'chol shehem, they after, if they're in a mixture, even if they're only a tiny amount of the mixture. So you have one animal that's also to go on the mizbeach, and it gets mixed up with even 1,000 other animals, and you can't tell which one is which, then they're all also to bring as a carbon.
That's the
halacha. I don't know if halacha Moshe Mishina, whatever. The basic idea is that the basic idea is because they're balei chayim and balei chayim are not bottle. On a daraisa level, maybe they would be, but on a derabbanan level, at least they're not bottle. Anything that's a double choshu is not bottle, and a living animal is a double choshu. So they are hareveya van nirba, an animal that was the active or passive partner in bestiality. Vamukta, an animal that was designated to be used as a korban for Avodah Zarah, but it has a mukta means it was set aside. So it was set aside for the purpose. It was set aside for the purpose of using it as a korban for Avodah Zarah. Vahaneva then would be an animal which itself is worshipped as an Avodah Zarah. Now, as we're going to point out in the Gemara, those kinds of things are not also to a hedyot because even if the animal itself is actually worshipped as Avodah Zarah. We learned in Avodah Zarah that you have a concept called Tfisas Yidei Adam. In order for something to be Osir as Avodah Zarah, it has to be that there was some human agency in making it or changing it or what have you. Making a statue, planting a tree, etc. But here, it's the animal as it is, as it came out of the womb. So therefore,
why is it different for Tzibor?
So that it's not Tzibor for Yitzhiyachid, but it's so it is kosher. You are allowed to shecht it and eat it. However, to use it as a korban, it's repulsive to use such a thing for a korban. So that's hamukta v'aneh. But with that said, there is a bit of a machlokas rishonim about the exact parameters of mukta and nevad. In particular, when it comes to mukta. Can it be possible to make it mukta only verbally? There's a concept in various places in Shas called Ein Hekdesh L'Avodah Zarah. There's no just saying that, unlike with the Bais Mikdash, where you can say this is Hekdesh and it becomes Hekdesh L'Avodah Zarah. You don't have such a concept. So therefore, mukta would have to mean, so the Rambam explains that the mukta would have to mean not just that you verbally said, but that you actually did something. You did something to the animal to show that it's designated as a korban for Avodah Zarah.
More than just saying,
right? And later on, the Gemara is going to give some examples. Anyway, so that's a mukta. The hanevad then is an animal that itself was worshipped as Avodah Zarah. And again, you have the Raiva disagrees on a couple of those details. He says, among other things, there's a question, for example, when it comes to Nevad, if it's somebody else's animal, can you after it? Can Reuven after Shimon's animal for a korban by worshipping it? Maybe yes, maybe not. Maybe there has to be some kind of maisa in order for him to do that. Also, as far as mukta, again, is it enough that it's just a verbal statement? Is it enough to make it also for a korban, or does it actually have to be that he did something? Anyway, that's mukta and nevad. But esnan, another one is esnan zoyna, or mechir, and mechir kelev, those we're going to start talking about on Daf Chaf Tes, the exact parameters of those. The Torah tells us that if you have an animal that was used as esnan zoyna, that was used as the fee for a zoyna, for a zoyna services, or mechir kelev, an animal that was used as an exchange for a dog, both of them are also to be brought as korbanos. So again, if you have one animal that's
for a dog.
In other words, Reuven has a dog, Shimon has a sheep, and then they make a trade. Reuven will give his dog to Shimon, and Shimon will give his sheep to Reuven.
Then
you're not allowed to use that sheep as a korban. We're going to talk about that on Daf Chaf Tes, Daf Lamed. It's called mechir. Mechir means the exchange. It means the financial exchange or something. Well, yeah, okay, but it's here. Yeah. Okay. So those also, in other words, if you had an animal of Esnan or an animal of Mechir that got mixed up with a bunch of others, and they're all also to be brought as Karbonis. And Rashi points out, by the way, as we go through this list, all of these things, there's no obvious physical sign on them that this, that such and such was done, so therefore it's very easy for them to get mixed up with the other ones without it being recognizable. The only one is, then we have back to Lion, that Shrefa. A Shrefa is not necessarily so recognizable. So Rashi explains, Rashi brings from a Gemara in Zvachim that explains, let's say, for example, we know we learned in Kulin that if a wolf or various other kinds of large predators claw an animal, then it becomes chase, because even if it didn't actually make a hole all the way through the body wall, just the fact that it sank its claws into it causes venom or bacteria or whatever to get under the skin and infect the animal. No, it's Midaraisa. No, that's the whole concept of Daraisa. But you could have, so let's say, for example, you can have two animals. One of them was clawed by a wolf, and therefore there are holes in its skin from that. The other one was, let's say, injured by a sharp piece of wood or a thorn or something, so there's also a hole in its skin from that. But there, that wouldn't make a trace unless it pierced all the way through the body wall into the body cavity. So there you could have, for example, different animals that are injured like that, but some of them in a way that makes them trace and some not. So there's an example where you could have a chayfa mixed up unrecognizably with other animals. Okay, the yosid dofen, and another one is an animal born by C-section, which is not kosher to bring as a carbon. Okay, a zehu muktzah, what is the definition of muktzah for this purpose? It means hamuktzah l'avodah sechavim. It was set aside to be used as a carbon for avodah zara. Now, the din is, hu aser, the animal itself is also to bring as a carbon, u'masha olav muter. But what's used to decorate it is mutter. Meaning, in other words, let's say it was very common in those days that they would take animals that people would worship, or animals that were designated as a korban for avodah zarah, and they would decorate them with jewelry or whatever. So the jewelry remains mutter, because the jewelry itself is not what they're planning to offer to the avodah zarah. They're just using it to decorate the animal. So that would be mutter, for example, to take that jewelry and give it as a donation to the Beis Hamikdash. It's not considered that it was set aside for avodah zarah. Ve'ezeru ha-nevad, what's the definition of nevad? Kol she'ov dinoy, so is an animal that's worshipped. And there, again, there the din is a little different. Hu umasha olav aser. Both the animal itself and what's on it are both also, because there the ornaments are part of the avodah zarah itself. The animal is being worshipped with that jewelry and whatever. Either way, though, the animal is mutter for a hedya to eat. Again, as we said, it's only when it comes to be using it as a korban that it is most for gavoya. It's repulsive to use such a thing as a korban for Hashem. The actual fact that these kinds of things are possible for korbanos is daraisa. We're going to learn it in the Gemara from Sukkot. The concept that it's mixed up with other animals, that all the animals become also, probably that's dirabanon, because in general daraisa you would say chad b'tirei bottle, but I'm not certain about that. Okay, so the Gemara starts off. Omamar oystrin b'chol shehein. So you're telling me that all of these psulim of our Mishnah, after a bunch of animals, if they're mixed up with, even if it's one animal in many others, implying jalei batli b'rova. So you're telling me, in other words, they're not bottle b'rov. The question with that is, what is the chiddush in that? Tanena, we already have a Mishnah in Zvachim that told us, kol ha-kodshim sh'nis'arvu b'chatois mesis, all kodshim, any types of kodshim, that were mixed up with chatois ha-mesis, from earlier in our sector, or b'shur ha-niskol, or they were mixed up with a shur ha-niskol, or an ox that gored a person as they were, and therefore it's chayav misa, and which is also b'hanah, afilu echa b'riboy, even if one is mixed in with 10,000, yamusu, they all have to go to die. Now, the question is, the Gemara says, the expression echad b'ribo, you're saying kodshim shinis arvu b'chatoris mesis. And so echad b'ribo implies you have one kodshim mixed up with 10,000 chatoris mesis. So then the question is, b'kashalon, so we have a question in the Gemara and Zvachim over there, my comma, what does the Mishnah mean over there? What do you mean, afilu? The more chatoris mesis you have, obviously the situation is worse and worse. Why are you saying afilu, that when you have 10,000 it's a chidush? The answer is Haki Kafani, you're right. The Mishnah means the other way around. If they were mixed in among animals of Kodshim, there was mixed in a Chatatamesa or a Sharaniskol, Afilo Biribu, even if you had 10,000 animals of Kodshim and only one Chasas Mesa, or only one Sharanisko, Yomusu, we have to leave them all to die. So we know already from there that animals that cannot be brought as Torbanos are not Botel Beloy, they're not even Botel 1 in 10,000. What's the Chiddush of our Mishnah then? The answer is Itzrich. We need our Mishnah to tell us like this, Sakhada Dachamina, because otherwise, if you only had the Mishnah in Zvachim, you would think like this, Hasam Hudi Isurei Hana. The difference is, in the cases of there, Chatois, Mesis, and Sharanisko, the animal is not only possible to bring as a korban, it's also Bahana, even to a head. In the case of Chatois and Mesis, we said that we left to die. In the case of the Sharanisko, the Gemara tells us in a number of places that once there was Gemara Din, once based in Paskin, that it is, that it's Chayef Stila, then even if you were to shecht it and eat it, it would still be Osir. Sako y Sako v'la y'achal of Tzarei. So we learn that's Osir v'hana from Gemara Din. So therefore, so you would say, there it's Yisurei Hana. Sure, therefore, you would say they're not Bosir. Aval hacha d'lav Yisurei Hana. The cases of our Mishnah are not Osir v'hana.
What is it?
Well, they're also to bring as a carbon. But again, for example, the case of Muksa and Nevad, they're not also, let's take the case of Nevad, for example. It's not also Bahana because there was no Tzvisas Yidei Adam. There was no human agency. Nobody, you'd be allowed to have it. You'd be allowed to shech them either, like any other, but to bring as a carbon, you can't. So all the cases of our Mishnah are the same thing all the other ones. Esnam, Mechir, Talayim, etc. They're not also Bahana. You're just not allowed to eat. You would think they should be Batel Beroiv. Kamash Malan. Therefore, we need our Mishnah to tell us that no, even then, they're not Batel Beroiv.
Because what was not Batel Beroiv in the previous
example? Because in the previous example were things that are also Bahana. These aren't also Bahana for a head. Okay. The question is, though, still, okay, but in that case, then in the case, all the ones that are mentioned in the ones that are mentioned in our Mishnah, or some of them at least, are also mentioned in the Mishnah in Zvachim, because we also learn in the Mishnah over there. The Mishnah continues there, Nis'arbu Reveya V'nirba. If animals of Kodshim got mixed up with animals that were Reveya or Nirba, then they're all possible to bring us carbonus. Therefore, Yiru Achi Yisparu, you have to leave them to graze until they develop a mum. The Yimachru, then you sell all of them. Again, remember, they're all Mutar Bahana. The Yavi B'dmei Yofa Shebehen Ma'oisamin, then what you do is like this. Let's say, for example, you have one animal of Kodshim that got mixed up. Let's say it was even one in one, to keep things simple. Let's say you have one animal of Kodshim got mixed up with one Reve. So what do? So you wait till they both develop a mum, because you don't know which one is the one that's possible and which not. You sell both of them. Then you say like this. Now let's say, for example, the one of Kodshim was worth $100 originally. Let's say the Reveya and Nirba one was worth $90. Well, now what you do is, okay, so you sold the two animals, you got $190 for them, you take $100 out of it and bring it as the original type of carbon, buy another animal of the original type and bring it as a carbon. You know, that's what you have to do. I said that wrong. Let's say you had the two animals in aggregate are worth 190. One's worth 100, one's worth 90. But remember, they got mixed up. We don't know which one is which. It could be that the $100 one was the Kurgan. It could be the $100 one was the Revea. So what do? After you sell them, you have to take $100 out of the total and use that to buy an animal for Kodshim, because what if the Kodshim animal was worth 100? You can't be Yotze by bringing one that's only 90. So therefore, so you wind up, you can keep $90, but in other words, it comes out, if the original animal of Kodshim was worth only 90, it comes out, you're losing $10. Because originally you would have only had to be bringing an animal that's worth $90, and now instead you're bringing one that's worth
$100. If the animal was $100.
That's the point. In other words, if you know which one was which, then you don't have a problem to begin with. So if it happens to be, they're both worth $100, obviously either way, you're taking out $100. I'm talking about even if the one of Kodshim originally was worth less, now you're having to, but you don't know which one it is, so therefore you have to end up to, the point is, in other words, we see from that it's clearly saying over there that Reveya and Nirva are not bottle, and that's why you have to leave it till it grazes, etc. So what is the Chiddush of our Mishnah that mentions that they're not bottle? Amar Rav Kahana, Amrita L'Shmaita Kamezer of Shimi Ba'ashi. So Rav Kahana says, I set over this discussion to Rav Shimi Ba'ashi, in front of Rav Shimi Ba'ashi, Amali, and he answered me, the reason why we need the two Mishnayos in Zvachim, and here, Chodeh B'chulin V'chodeh B'chodshin. One, our Mishnah is talking about when the animals were mixed up, when they were chulin, and now you want to be Machdash them. And the Mishnah is Zvachim. Zvachim is talking about when they got mixed up after they were originally designated, after they were designated as Kodshim. So in Zvachim, you have, there's an animal that you designated as an Oilo or Shlomim or what have you. Then it got mixed up with a Reveya or Nirba or whatever. And we're saying, therefore, what's the din? Our Mishnah is saying, even a further Chiddush, even if you have animals got mixed up, one of them is a Reveya, you don't know which one, you can't be Makdish any of them. You can't bring any of them as a Korban.
Whereas
over there, it's talking about you already designated one of them as a Korban. With Srichi, and therefore we need both Mishnayos. There's a Chiddush in both of them. Because if it only mentioned the Mishnah in Zvachim, which is talking about where it got mixed up after it was already designated as Kodshim, you would say, okay, you know why you can't bring any of them as Korbanos. You know why you have to leave them all to graze till they develop a womb. Because to use a Reveya or a Nirba as a Korban is a repulsive thing. It's a disgusting thing to be used as a Korban. But when it was mixed up with Cholin, Amal literally, you would think that maybe it should be bottle, because after all, we know that only based on our Mishnah.
What about the previous Mishnah? Well, it was
no, because in the case in Zvachim, it was already designated as a Korban and then it got mixed up. To you, you would think, look, it's not most to use a Reveya or Nirba as to shecht it and eat it yourself. So therefore, we should argue at that point it should be bottle in all the Cholin. Because after all, there's no particular miuskite in it.
Sure.
Therefore, afterwards, you should be able to designate one of the mixture as the carving and say we can assume that it's not the one that... No, why would it be?
Okay, therefore?
So therefore, so you would think it's bottle. So you have a Reveya was mixed up with a couple of regular animals. So now you have its bottle, Chad B'Tshrei bottle, or it's bottle 1 and 2, or fine, even you want to argue the bottom 1, 61, 100, whatever figure you want exactly. Then you would say at that point, later on, you want to be Makdish. One of them is a Korban, fine, it's already bottle. And therefore, the Chiddush of our Mishnah is you can't do that. Why is it stretching? That's exactly the point. Because you could argue you can't be mevatelet where right now the purpose of being mevatelet is for something that it can't be used for because miyusif. But in the case where it's mixed up with cholin, you haven't yet designated any of them as korbanos. So you could say it was bottle at that point, and you have a vaguely.
We were talking before when it was designated.
Yeah, you were talking when it wasn't designated. You know, you have a vaguely similar concept. I mean, it's not exactly the same, but you have a similar concept, for example, as far as Bittul of Chometz, before Pesach versus on Pesach. On Pesach itself, Chometz B'Masheru, but before Pesach, under some circumstances, Chometz can be bottle, and that's it. Once it's bottle before Pesach, then it's bottle. So therefore, over here, you could argue that before it ever comes to being Kodshim, it could be bottle, and then later on, before you Makdish anything, yeah, now you want to be Makdish, it should be okay. But we're saying no. Okay, so the question is, okay, but even when it comes to chulin, we find out that we find a Mishnah that says that living animals are not bottle. Because we learn in a Mishnah in Avodah Zarah like this. The elu asurin ba'oistrin b'chol shehin, the following items are osur b'hana, and they asur everything else, even if they're mixed in a small number and a large number. Yayin netzach. Now, one second. All the things that we're going to mention over here are all things that have a chashivus of their own. So Rashi in Avodah Zarah explains that, and in Zvachim explains, we're not talking about a drop of Yayin Netzach that got mixed up with a certain amount of kosher wine. There, maybe it could be bottle, maybe not. There, it depends on various factors. Here, we're talking about a barrel of Yayin Netzach, which is a dover kosher, which is something of importance. Because barrels are sold individually, are sold by number. So one barrel of Yayin Netzach got mixed up with a bunch of barrels of kosher wine, and you don't know which barrel is the one of Yayin Netzach.
Bottle,
same thing. In other words, the point is containers, we mean, as opposed to containers of wine, as opposed to a drop. Okay, so that's Yayin Netzach. V'avodis kechavim, an actual statue of Avodah Zarah. Or there's an explanation, I think, from the Ravid that we're talking about, for example, broken pieces of statues where the statue was in the possession of a Yid before it was broken. Where the Yid is, once it's in the possession of a Jew, then it can never be bottle. So that's the, yeah. with the Tore Mesura, the birds that are used for the Tahara process, for the first part of the Tahara process of the Mesura, where you have, you take two birds, the Kohen takes two birds, he shechts one of them, and then dips the other one together with several other things into the blood, so the bird is also Bana. The Oris Levubin, also animal skins that have a hole by the heart, because we learned in Avodah Zarah that there were certain idols that they used to worship by when they shechted an animal for it, or maybe even before they shechted the animal, whatever, they would rip out its heart, they'd make a hole in the skin near the heart and rip out the heart from the animal. And therefore, so now the skin is also Bahana, because it was a skin from an animal that was sacrificed to Avodah Zarah. It's also Bahana. So if you have a bunch of skins where they all have holes in them, but some of them the holes are because of that procedure, and some of them the holes are just because the holes naturally developed or whatever, and you can't tell which is which. Well, whatever. The point is if you have, for whatever reason, you can't tell the difference. Let's say you could be talking about those strips of leather that were cut from various skins like that, whatever. The point is that it's not recognizable which is which. The Seir Nazir, also the hair of a Nazir, which is also Bana. It has to be burnt under the pot where he's cooking his shlamim. Or petach hamer, if you were not coded, the pasuk says the imlo shifte v'arafter. If you're not coded, then you have to decapitate it. So it's also bana. Yeah, maybe learned that in Bechoros. Really, we learned all about that. We say it every day. We're going to answer. Petach hamer shifte v'seh the imlo shifte v'arafter. Yeah, it's also bana. Okay. Or bosu b'cholav the shor aniskel the egel arufa, which the egel arufa is also bana. The cholin animal that was shechted in the Azara, the Sura Mishtaleach, and the Sura Lazazel, the Mishnah says over there, Hareelo Asurin, Ba'osrin, B'chol Shein. All of them are Osir, and they all after the entire mixture that they're in, no matter how little. So we see that even with cholin, because not all these things can be kodshim, and yet we say that we know already that things that cannot be bottle are not bottle even in cholin. So what's the chiddush of our Mishnah? Many of these things are by definition cholin, but the point is, in other words, that we're not talking, some of these things could conceivably be used for korbanos, but most of them not. Oris Levuvin are not being used for korbanos, Seir Nazir is not being used for korbanos, etc. So we're obviously talking about cholin, items, and we're still saying that things that can't be bottle are not bottle, including living animals. So again, what's the chiddush of our mission? The answer is tzrichi. Still, we need all these various mishnayos. We still need our mishnah after all. The iyashmin and hosam, because if we only had that mishnah in Avodah Zarah, you would say yisurei hanah dolei batli. You would say because they're all yisurei hanah, all those things mentioned in the mishnah are all also bana. Therefore, they're not bottle. So aval hachal liftli. But over here, they should be bottle because again, none of the things in our mishnah are also bana. Or on the side, it brings a different girsa from the same kodger, from Birkat HaZevach, rather, Rashak is Birkat HaZevach, from Shmuel Kaidanover, that he says, the girsa should be, that over here, in that Mishnah, we're talking about using them lehedyet. But when it comes over here, our Mishnah, the Gavoya, we want to use them as Tobonis. You would think maybe we shouldn't be matched with all of them. So therefore, we need our Mishnah to say that nevertheless, they're all disqualified from being korbanos. The Iyashmin and Hocha, on the other hand, if we only had our Mishnah over here, you would say, the Gavoya, sure, you can't use them as korbanos for Hashem, the Mois, because they're disgusting. Avala Hedyet, but when it comes to using them for Hedyet purposes, Eima Isuri Hanah Livtul Beruba, you would think that maybe all those things, the Yain Nesech and the Avodah Zarah and so on and so forth, given that you're only planning to use them for Hedyet purposes, yes, they're also Banah, but maybe they should be bottled with those. Kamash Malan, and that is why we need all these various Mishnayos. So we need the Mishnah in Zvachim to tell us when you have animals that were already designated as Kodshim and then got mixed up with ones that can't be brought as Korbanos. We need the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah to tell us that they're also Bahana even for a Hedyet, and we say that they're not bottle even for Hedyet purposes. And we need our Mishnah to tell us that, on the other hand, they're not bottle even for Kodshim purposes. Or that, again, that in our Mishnah, it's not even Yisurei Hanah, so you would think maybe, therefore, they should be bottled.
You could not have inferred one from the other.
No, because in Avodah Zarah, there is Yisurei Hanah. In Zvachim, they're not Yisurei Hanah. Well, one of the Mishnahs over there is not about Yisurei Hanah. It mentions Reveya and Nirva, but it's where the animals were already designated as Kodshim. So, yeah, each one is a different case. Okay. So now let's start figuring out, Rezeiah ben Nirbah menolan da'asir l'gavaya. How indeed do we know that a Rezeiah or Nirbah is possible to be brought to the carbon? So like this, we learn in a Braisa. The Pasuk says at the beginning of Parashas Vayikra, it says that Hashem tells Moshe about the Korbanos, and the expression is, Odom ki yachiv nikem korban l'Hashem, min ha-behema, min ha-bokor, u-min ha-tzor. You have three miyotim over there, because min means only some of the behema, only some of the bokor, and only some of the tzor. So the Braisa starts out, min ha-behema lohisi reveya v'nirba. The words min ha-behema come to teach us that you're not allowed to use all types of animals, reveya and nirba are excluded.
It's a mute.
The fact that it says min habehema means only. Three different mutes. Each mute, we're going to learn a separate din from. First, we're focusing on min habehema. Later on, we're going to deal with min habakar and min habakar. But remember, we have many different things in our Mishnah. We have Reveya, Nirba, Mukta, Nevad, etc. So some of them it says explicitly in the Pasuk. Esnan and Mechir, for example, it says explicitly in the Pasuk that you can't bring another carbon. But most of the other ones in our Mishnah, it doesn't. So we need Jerushas from Sukkim to learn. Okay. So the Bryce says, V'haloi Dinu. Now, why do you need a Pasuk to tell us that you can't use a Reveya and Nirba as a carbon? Can't we make a Kavah Chomer? Uma bal mum shalai nis'av devayaveh. Where no Aveda was done with it, it has a mum, but nobody did anything wrong to call that. And yet the Torah tells us it's possible to bring it a carbon. So Reveya v'nirba, where an Aveda was done with them, because it's an Isser, the Torah tells us, you're not allowed to do Reveya to an animal, and you're not allowed to have it be Reveya a person. Shouldn't it be a kavachomer that's also as a carbon? So why do I need mina behem to tell us that? The answer is we can slog up that kavachomer because chodesh b'shur v'chamor yisiyach. Because I can contradict that kavachomer. I can break apart that kavachomer by looking at the case where a person plowed using a donkey and an ox together, which is also to do.
No, not.
Kilayim would be if you crossbred them, and nobody's going to crossbreed a Shur and Hamur because they're not going to be interfertile anyway. No, but there's a separate issue aside from the issue of crossbreeding different types of animals. There's a separate issue that you're not allowed to have two types of animals plow or pull a wagon or do any kind of work together. Okay, you have the machlokes. It's called Loisachrish B'Shur of a Hamur Yachta. It's a subspecies of Kilayim, I guess, but it's not exactly. Loisachrish, you should not plow the shirt of a Hamur Yachta. Okay, you have a machlokes Rishonim. Does it in Minatoda, does it only apply where one of them is a kosher animal and one of them is a non-kosher animal like a shirt and Hamur, or does it apply midaraita even to two kosher or two non-kosher animals? Whatever, let's not get into that. The point is, if you have an ox that you use illegally to plow together with a donkey, the person who did it is chayav malchus, but the shirt is still kosher for them in Be'ach. So we can disprove the Kavachimer from that. She needs Abdu by Aveda, and Aveda was done using that shirt, Umutu the Gabim is there, and yet you're allowed to bring it as a carbon. So therefore, just because an Aveda was done with something does not automatically disqualify it as a carbon. So therefore, you could argue on the same basis, you wouldn't necessarily know that Reveya and Nirba should be excluded. So therefore, you need the positive. The problem with that is Malach Chodesh B'Shur V'Chamer She'ein Chayav Misa. Okay, but you can say the difference is Chodesh B'Shur V'Chamer. Fine, it's a lot. The person is getting Malchus for it, but there's no Isur Misa in it. Toyma B'Reveya V'Nirba She'chayav Misa. How do you compare to Reveya and Nirba, where a person can be Chayav Misa for it? And then, for that matter, the animal is Chayav Misa anyway, but the behemoth are regu. So we're back to, we should be able to make a Kavach Chomer that Madach E Balmum, where no Aveira that's high of Misa was done, and yet it's also, so Reveya and Nirba, how much more so? However, the Braisa continues, Tol Chomash Evesa. Take back what you just asked. In other words, what you just pointed out, it refutes itself. Aveshin, if Abdu'ba and Aveira B'Shnei, it's fine. That takes care of the case. Where fine, you could argue if there were two Edim, that there was Reveya and Nirba, sure, then you could say it's Chayav Misa, and the person is Chayav Misa for that matter also. Therefore, you have reason to say on the basis of your Kavach Chomer that it should be also. But not if you don't have two Edim. Never behen Avera al pi Edecha, al pi Abayla minayin. How do we know if the Avera was done and there was only one aid, or the owner himself comes to Beis Din and voluntarily tells Beis Din that this was done? There's no Isur Misa. You need the pocket to tell you, because otherwise you don't have your Kavach Chomer. Okay, so the Braita continues, Amar Rav Shimon, and need done. So Rav Shimon says, I will make a Kavah Chomer. I will show by a Kavah Chomer that we don't need a pasuk to teach us, not like you Chachamim are saying that we need Minah Behemah, because we're not left with any Kavah Chomer. Rav Shimon says, I'll find you a Kavah Chomer. A balmum, even if you have two edim who say that it's a balmum, it doesn't pass off from eating, you're still allowed to check that you need it. But you only need one aid to pass it from being brought to the korban, because all you need is one person, a chacham, a yachid mumcha, as we learned in Bechoyos, to say that this is a permanent mum, and that makes it possible from being brought to the korban, even though you didn't have two aidim. So then, so by Reveya and Nirba, two aidim not only passes it from being, two aidim passes it from being eaten, because it's gonna be high of skila, and if you give it skila, you can't eat it. Because you can't eat nevela. Einadin shaydos eidecha preisaltim akrova. So wouldn't it be a kavah chomer that one aid should be able to pass over from being brought to the korban? So if Shimon says that therefore I don't need a pasuk, I have a kavah chomer. Continues the braisa, tamud loyma min habehema lohotzi revea b'nirva. No, but we have the pasuk min habehema teaching us that the revea and nirva cannot be brought to the korban. Well, the question is, I'll ask him a dinner. The question is, we just said we have a kavah chomer. So we just said we Reb Shimon has a kavah chomer. So what do we need the pasuk after all? The answer is loy asya. We can't actually learn it from that kavah chomer because Amar Rav Ashi mishum de ikalameima mi ikra de dina pircha. Because Rav Ashi says actually, when you look at the basis of the kavah chomer, you have a flaw in it, which we haven't considered all this time. Malabalmum shekain mumay nikar. Because what are you trying to compare? You're trying to compare with a balmum. And you're saying, a balmum, the original kavah chomer was, we said a balmum was not neb de ba'aveira, and then Reb Shimon's version of the kavah chomer is that a balmum, one aid is enough to pass away from being brought to the korban, but balmum shekain mumay nikar. The mum is clearly visible, because that's the definition of a mum, is it's something on the outside of the body. How can you compare it to a reveya v'nirba? Yes, they have a chomra because they're chayiv skila, etc. But on the other hand, they have a kula because the mum in them is not visible. You can't look at the animal and know that it was reveya or nirba. So therefore, it doesn't compare. So the whole kavah chomer falls apart. So you could argue, hoyo v'ein mumin yikir, given that it does have that tola over a baal mum, in that there's no visible mum, yehe kosher l'gabe mizeach, you could argue then that it should be kosher to bring the korban on the mizeach, and that is why, in the end, tamad loyma mina behem alo yitzir e'verin. That's why we need the pasuk, because the kavah chomer that we thought to make is not really a valid kavah chomer.
Because one is
nikir and the other one is not. In fact, Tosfos points out that in the Braita and Torah Koyin, what the Gemara is quoting over there, actually Rabbi Akiva says, Rabbi Akiva points out the same flaw in the Kavah Chomer. Okay, fine. Okay, so that takes care of what we learned from Minha Behemah. Next, the Braita continues, Minha Boker Lahoisi Et Anem. The next words in the pasuk, Minha Boker, from the cattle, which again is a mir, it's only some of the cattle, not all of them, can be brought as korbanos. That is Lahoisi Et Anem. That comes to exclude an animal that was worshipped as of a design. Again, we have to ask, wouldn't it be a kavah chomer? I can show by a kavah chomer that it should be also to bring as a korban. What?
If it's son, you cannot bring it because of a zara. And sure.
No, that's not. Because we're going to learn something else from Minasai. No, the fact of the matter is, obviously, whether it's Bakr or whether it's Son, if it's worshipped as a Vedazara, it's also. The Gemara is actually going to point that, the Gemara is going to talk about that soon. Why, indeed, are we learning from Minha Bakr, we're learning Nevad, and Minha Son, we're learning something else, Lahoisi at a Mukhtar, Lahoisi at a Negea, why don't we flip it around? Later on, in the middle of the Yom, the Gemara is going to address that. But for the meanwhile, let's work on the bright stuff here. Mina Bakr means Lahoisi at a Nevad, but the question is, why do we need a Pasuk for it at all? We should have a Kavah Chomer that a Nevad is also to bring as a carbon. Uma Esnan and Mechir Shetipoyan Mutarin, Madach Esnan and Mechir, where any jewelry that they're wearing is Mutar, because again, when the person gave the sheep or whatever, the cattle or whatever, to the Zona, or when he used it as an Esnan, he didn't mean for the jewelry to go along with it. The jewelry is just to decorate it. And therefore, they're also to be brought as a korban. Besides which, also actually, we're going to learn later on in the parak, it's only the actual object itself that was used for esnan or mechir that's also to be brought as a korban. if let's say, for example, so if let's say, for example, you have there was jewelry on it, even let's say if a person gave her jewelry as the Esnan or as a Mechir or whatever, you could melt down the jewelry, let's say, and use it, or you could sell it and then use the money for better kabbayas or for a carbon.
It was
Abed Azara, that's what we're saying. So Abed Azara is different.
So when do you melt? When it was a jewelry?
Well, I'm saying, when do we say that it's mutter for a carbon is, for example, with Esnan. A person gives a sheep to a zayna as her fee, and he decorates the sheep. He puts a necklace on the sheep. The necklace is not considered necessarily part of the Esnan. Well, even if it is, fine. The necklace could be sold, and the money of it could be used for a carbon. The sheep itself is also for a carbon. So tikkuy and mutarin, hay nasurin, but the animal itself that was used for Esnan and Mechir itself is also as a carbon. Well, the nevad, an animal that's actually worshipped as a Avodah Zarah, shetipuye aser, where any platings or jewelry or whatever that's wearing is also aser, as we're going to learn in a couple of lines from Pasuk. Einad yin sheyehe aser. How much more so than that nevad should be aser as a carbon? So we should have a kavachayim. Okay, so the Braisa says, oichiluf. Okay, maybe we should take, given, fine, let's say you have your kavachomer, but actually maybe we should flip things around. Maybe we could say, umma esnan mechir shehin asurin tikuyein mucharin. You could argue maybe like this. Esnan mechir, they themselves, but their plating or jewelry or whatever is mutter. Nevad shemutter, so you could argue, if you don't have the pasuk, min abehema, you could argue nevad itself maybe is mutter to bring as a carbon, based on the kavachomer that we just said. Yehei tipuye mutter, you could argue that the jewelry or whatever that's wearing should be mutter, to be brought as a carbon, or to be brought to better kabayas, or for that matter, should be mutter to mutter bahana. However, the Gemara says, the Braisa says, that can't be, that second flipped around, Kavachoyma, you can't do, because im ken be counsel loisachna ketet zav aleim v'lachasala. Because then you're being mevatel, a pasuk, it's actually in this week's parasha, that says you should not desire the gold or the silver or the gold that's on them and take it for yourself. Meaning, what the pasuk is talking about, that, let's say you have, let's say, for example, there's a statue made out of wood or made out of wood or stone or what have you, and it's plated with gold and silver. So the plating itself is also. And not only that, even you have, for example, another application. No, okay, it's fine. So a better example is like this. We learned in Avodah Zarah. Remember, we said before that, for example, an animal that was worshipped as Avodah Zarah is not itself also Bahana because we don't speak as CJ Adam. By the same token, you have a Mishnah in Avodah Zarah that mentions, for example, that let's say if people worship a mountain, like Mount Fuji, like Mount Fuji in Japan or whatever, the mountain itself is not also Bahana. Because again, there's no specificity day on it. But let's say they plate the animal or the mountain or what have you with gold or silver, and the plating, there is 50 day on them, the plating is also. So if you're going to tell me, if you're going to try to use a kavachomer to say that the plating is mutter, what are you doing with that pasuk? That pasuk is teaching us that the plating is also even when the object itself is mutter.
Which pasuk is that?
Lois sachmet kesef azav aleim alachasalach. Don't desire the gold or silver or the gold that's on them and take it for yourself. So therefore, obviously, that second kavachomer can't work. However, the Braisa continues, Aniakai Menu. No, because maybe we could after all make it work after all. You could say the pasuk is referring, like Sachmet Ketiv Azov is Vedava She'en Bo Ruachat. Fine, something that's not alive, then you have the din of Ketiv Azov Aleihem. So a mountain, let's say. They plated a mountain with gold or silver and worshipped it, then fine, you could say that the mountain is mutter, but the gold and silver is also. Avo Vedava She'esh Bo Ruachayim, but when you have a living creature, like an animal, Hoyo Vehein Mutter, given that the animal itself is mutter to use, and we're even arguing that maybe we can use a kavachomer to say that it should be mutter as a carbon. So therefore, yachol yehi tzipui mutter. You would think, therefore, that the plating of it should be also mutter.
It is mutter.
Since it itself is mutter, because in other words, for that we have a kavachomer. For a mountain, we don't have a kavachomer because you can't use a mountain as Esnan, and then you can't bring it as a carbon. But a sheep, you could use as Esnan, and we're saying that Esnan and Mechir, their tzipui is mutter. So even for a carbon. So maybe with Nevad the tzipui, and maybe even the animal itself should be mutter. So because of that, Talmud Loimer mina bakar lahoytias and neva. That is why we need the pasuk mina bakar to tell us don't bother with any of those kavachomers. The animal itself is also to be brought as a carbon. So not only Esnan and Mechir, but also neva is also to be brought as a carbon. Okay.
Otherwise you would have thought.
Otherwise you would have thought that maybe it's mutter. Yeah.
Because
because we would make a kavah chomer. For we would make a kavah chomer, Matan and Machir. However, Maskis lo Rav Hananya, but Rav Hananya asks on that. Time of the Masekra. So what are you telling me? Because we have the words Minapokar, that's what teaches us that's what teaches us that the animal itself is also for a korban, and from there we also learn, therefore, that once we don't have any of those kavachomers, then it means that the sifui is in fact also. That way, sachma, kesef, zav, alem, does not only apply to inanimate things like mountains, it even applies to animate things. You're saying only because the pasuk tells us, min habaker. So hole mate cross sipri motor. Are you telling me that if a word for that miut from the word min habaker, then you would be allowed to use the sipri of an animal that was worshipped? V'haksiv. What about you have another pasuk that says the ibadkem es shmon, that says in next week's parasha in Re'eh, that says you should cause their name to be lost, meaning that you should destroy them completely. The Pashkas, that means kol ha'asur l'shmam. Anything that's made for the name of Avodah Zarah needs to be destroyed. The plating or the jewelry or what have you that was put on the animal was done in order to beautify it for Avodah Zarah. So obviously, on that basis, it's also, what do I need to mean by that? That shmam means, well, that's the question. On the face of it, it means kol ha'asur l'shmam. Anything that was made for their name. So you could say, okay, the animal itself is not also b'hana for a head yet, because again, there's no tzifas yidei on them. You have a different pasuk, which is in Avodah Zarah about that, that says Elakehem ala horim v'lo yahorim elakehem. That says that you have to destroy their gods, which are on the mountains, implying that the mountains themselves are not considered lahalacha their gods, and you don't have to destroy them. But the gold and silver would be included in v'ibadkem eshmam, and the same thing with an animal. The answer is no. That's not what the word v'ibadkem eshmam teaches us. Rather, we learn a different thing from the word v'ibadkem eshmam. It means how hu l'chanes lahem shem hu da'asa. That comes to teach us that you have to call places of Avodah Zarah or things of Avodah Zarah by derogatory name. So Ribadkim Ashram should make their name, their original honorable name, to be lost and replaced with a ridiculous or disgusting name. For example, the base Galia Koronos, the base Carrier. For example, suppose there was a place that the Goyim called base Galia, which means Galia, Rashi explains, means a high place, Loshen Goyva. So instead, you call it Beis Kalya, which means either Rashi says Meloshin Kiloyan, which is a place of destruction, or Beis Kalya, which means like a toilet or a deep place or whatever. So you're taking the original honorable name that the Goyim gave it and replacing it instead with a derogatory name.
In the word, the Hunter's Lion.
Shame, Huda Asa. That comes to teach us that you have to call them, you have to nickname the places of Avodah Zarah with a name that's derogatory.
That's called
Hanus. Lachanus, Lahem, yeah, means to a pinner, yeah, means, yeah. So, for example. Yeah. So, the base Galia, you instead call it base Kalia. We just said, the base Kalia, so Rashi has two gears first. One is that Kalia is Moloshan Kiloyan, means destruction.
Right.
And the other one is that it's Kalia, which means a low-down, dirty place, like a toilet. Or, for example, Pnei HaMoylech, if you have a place that the Goyim called the face of Moylech, instead, rename it Pnei Kelim, the face of the door. Or Ein Kol, if you have a place that's called the eye of everyone, like everyone's eyes, what towards it, call it instead Ein Kol, the eye of thorns. Yeah, there is, by the way, I mean, the Shach, actually, in Shulchan Aruch says that primarily that really only applies to places in Eretz Yisrael, that you have a mitzvah to do that. There's not really such a mitzvah to do that in Chutzlaret. However, from this, we do also get the concept that Rishpa talks about, for example, by the same token, you're not allowed to refer respectfully to the names of their various saints. Don't speak of saint this or saint that or saint that or whatever, because that's calling them respectfully. As far as names of places also, we know.
What do you have to do? I mean, when there's a street or...
So then, okay, so as far as names of places, so many people, as we know, are careful to that they use S, or for example, famously, Levitansky, Olav HaShalom, called the city where he was a shliach, Simcha Monica, rather than calling it, rather than calling it Santa or whatever, yeah. But then, that sort of thing. On the Shavlat Lach of all the Tanyas that they printed in such places, by the way, they leave off the S altogether. You can find, in the list of printings of Tanya, you can find Tanyas that were printed in Diego, and Francisco, and Jose, and Barbara, and so forth, and they just took off all the Sands or Santas or whatever, yeah. That's also related to this idea, yeah. Okay. So that's what the Batim Ashmon means, nothing to do with Sipui, and therefore, if we didn't have the word Mina Behema, you would think that the Sipui of a Behema is in fact Mutter.
You cannot say both meanings?
No, because you can only learn one thing from a classic unless you have two extra words in the classic. Okay, fine. Okay, so that takes care of min ha-behema, that it means that you're not allowed to use an animal that was nevad, an animal that was worshipped as a bedazara. You're not allowed to use it as a carbon. Okay. The question is, so we have min ha-behema and we have min ha-bokar. So for epochana, why don't we flip them around? Say min ha-behema lahoti, as we said before, min ha-behema lahoti is a nevad, min ha-bokar lahoti revev nevra. Why not say that the miut by behema teaches us about nevad, and the miut by bokar teaches us about revev nevra? The answer is hosni nyona dekra, because in both places we're going according to the context of the pasuk. We find the word behema and the word boko respectively used for these purposes. Namely, ksiv gabe behema, you have an expression involving the word behema that says the ish ki or a share really yiten shchavte be behema mosumas. The pasuk says if a man has relations with a behema, then he and the animal are put to death. So it uses there the word behema rather than bakr. Therefore, we should assume that mina behema is coming to exclude revea and neva. Hasa minyana gavi bakr ksiv, and then you have a positive that uses the word bakr in connection with a related word to bakr in connection with avodah zarah. You have a positive tilim by yamiras tvoidam besavnis shur oichel esav. That says about when the Jewish people worship the ego, that they swapped out their kavod, the honor of worshiping Hashem, and instead they worship an image of an ox that eats grass. So we see that bakar is used in connection with avodah zarah, or not the word bakar itself, but the word shur, which is a synonym of bakar. So therefore it makes more sense that the words mina bakar and the pasuk are coming to exclude the neva. Okay. Next, continues the braisa. The word next, so again, we have the pasuk goes that the Adam Kiyaku Rekakorban Mashem, Mina Behemoth, Min HaBoker, Min HaSor. So now, because it says Min, we can learn two things. Min HaSor in Lahotiyat HaMokta, when it continues, Min HaSor means that you're not allowed to use Mokta, that way it was designated for being offered to Avodah Zarah. The Min HaSor, and the extra verb, Lahotiyat HaNegeach, comes to also exclude an animal that gored and killed a person. So now we're talking now again. We said before if there were two Edim, then anyway it's put to death. So obviously there's nothing to talk about bringing out of the carbon. But what we mean is even if there was only one Ed, or even if the owner himself came and here, that's what we're talking about. So even though there was only one Ed, or the owner himself came and voluntarily admitted to Beis Din, and that happened, so it's not also Ba'ana, and it's not going to be Chayav Stila, but it is also to be brought out of the carbon. Right. Amr of Shimon, so Rav Shimon comments on that. Im nemer reveya loma nemer negeach. If the pasuk tells us that you're not allowed to do, that you're not allowed to bring a reveya as a korban, why does it have to say negeach? Im nemer negeach loma nemer reveya, and vice versa. You could argue that one does imply the other, because both of them, if there were two edim, achayim nisa, and both of them, if there's only one aid, and both of them, if there's only one aid, they're not achayim nisa. So therefore, we should argue that we can derive one from the other by a binyan act. Well, that's the answer, is that there's differences. Lafishi yeshne bereveya masha'enkin b'negeach, because there are features in reveya that are not in negeach, and shitimukabetis adds another line, and there are features in negeach that you don't have reveya. Namely, like, well, it's not so obvious, but let's see. Yesh bereveya, what is special about a reveya, which you don't find by negeach, shah reveya oisa onus kirotzen. When it comes to Reveya and Nirva, whether it was Ba'onis, whether it was Rotsan, doesn't matter. Either way, the animal is also to be brought to the korban, and either way, if there were Edim Ba'atzra, then the animal is going to be Chayav Skila. Now, how do you have Onis when it comes to Reveya? Tosfos points out in Baba Kama, we know a concept called Ein Kishri El Ladas, that for a man to be able to have a Kishri and to be able to have relations requires that he had Das. So how is it possible for there to be Onis? So Tosfos says over there, let's say, for example, he was ready to have relations with a woman, and then somebody grabbed a hold of him and forced him onto the animal. So that would be a case of onus. But whatever, also nearby, obviously, can be onus. Anyway, so with Reveya, there's no difference between onus and rotsan. Either way, the animal is also for a korban, and either way, if there were Edim Bahasra, there's skila involved. mashenkin benegeach, as opposed to an animal that gores. The Mishnah tells us in Bava Kamma that you have, for example, an animal that's trained, for example, for a bull for bullfights or whatever. Yeah, an animal like an animal that's trained for the bull ring or whatever is not chayav stealer, even if it killed a person in a bullfight. Yeah, because the pasuk says because Rashi brings from the Mishnah over there, because the expression in the pasuk is pi yigach, if the animal gores, implying that it gored on of its own volition, not shiyavishuhu achem, not that other people made it gore. So therefore, by negeach, you don't have onus tirata. And on the other hand, yesh v'negeach. On the other hand, there's a feature in negeach that you don't find in reveah. Shai negeach m'shalom et hakofer, that if an animal gored three times as a person, then the owner is paying a kofer, mashenkin v'reveah, which you don't have that by reveah, no matter how many times it happened, there's no kofer. Therefore, hutzrach lo m'reveah, v'hutzrach lo m'negeach. So therefore, says Rav Shimon, that is why we need separate limudim for reveah and negeach, and therefore we're learning one from minah bakar and the other one from minah tzah. Or actually, one from minah behema and the other from minah tzah.
So here that would be
Reveah. So Reveah and Nirba, we said we're learning from Minah Behema, and then and Negeach, we're learning from Min Hatzot, the next Shavuot.
But there's no Negeach.
Well, it could be. I mean, usually it's not going to happen. Of course, sheep are usually fairly docile creatures, but, you know, think of it, there's a reason why a male sheep is called a ram, right?
That's
a ram could ram into somebody, yeah. And by the way, keep in mind, remember that the concept of negicha, that where an animal kills by goring, it's not only if it gores with its horns. The din applies equally well if it kills in any unusual, no, even if whether it kills a person in any unusual way. In any unusual way. It could be by biting, it could be by kicking, it could be whatever. And you actually have the Gemara someplace, maybe Tainus, I don't remember, that says that there were times, I guess, when Jewish people weren't acting as they were supposed to, when even the normally docile animals, like the sheep, were going wild and biting people and killing them or whatever. So maybe this is a remnant to that. I don't know. Okay. Fine. Okay. Okay, so all of that is so far we had how do we know that Reveya and Nirba are also as carbon, which is what we said in the Mishnah. We said we learned it from the word Minah Behema. So the Gemara points out, Vahai Tana Maisula Mehofa. Now, on the other hand, the following Tana of the following Braisa learns that Reveya and Nirba are also for a carbon from a different passage. The Tanya, we learn in the Braisa, Hareveya and Nirba, V'cholam, it's really supposed to be v'cholu, etc., meaning all the other ones that are mentioned in our Mishnah, all of them, hence, kodshim shekodam mum overlaftation, all of them are the equivalent of an animal that has a temporary mum before you were maktish them, which that, in other words, they are possible to be brought as a korban, but you can't yet be part of them. Osrichen mum kavua lifjeit aleihem. You need to have a permanent mum on the animal in order to be able to be part of them. So you have an animal that was used as an ethnon, let's say, and if later on the zoner or whoever it is, or whoever she gave it to afterwards or whatever, wants to be makdish it, then it gets kedushas haguf, and you're going to have to wait till it develops an actual mum before you can be part of it. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, ki moshchosam bahem mum bom, because the pasuk says that their corruption is in them. Mum bum, there is a mum, and therefore you can't bring them as a carbon. So the Gemara says, "My Talmudah, really is even the words ki mashkos and mahem mum bum, that it's like a mum order." So the Gemara says, "Chsuri masura, the Braita is missing a phrase. The Hafi katan, what it means is like this: minayim shehein asurin. So how do we know b'chlal that these animals, the Reveya and Nirba and Mukta and so on and so forth, how do we know that they're also to be brought as a carbon?" So again, the previous Braisa that we said learned them from different things, Minah Behema, Minah Bakar, etc. This Braisa, rather, is learning them all from one place, Tamavayma, Ki Moshchosan Bahem Mumbam. The Pasuk says that their corruption is in them. There is a mum in them. Now, what does that mean? The Tanad Rei Rav Shmuel, so a Braisa of the Yeshiva of Rav Shmuel teaches, Kol Mokam Shenema Hashchosa, whenever in the Torah it uses the expression Hashchosa, corruption, Eina Ella Dvar Erva of Avad Sechavim. It always means something of Arayas or something of Avad Azar.
So it's
one or the other. It can be one or the other, or both. Both of them are included in the word Hashchosa. So therefore, Kimash... So therefore, kimashchotam b'hem automatically includes the reveya and the nirba, because those are arayas. It automatically includes the muksa and the neba, because that's avodah zara. It automatically includes the it automatically includes the esnan, because that also involves nus. It also involves erev. Yeah. Where do we see that? Dvar erva dichtiv pihishkes kalbasa. We know that the word hashchasa refers to erva, the erva pasuk before the mabul, that it says that all flesh have corrupted their way, which we know means that people are marrying, that it means that people are marrying and having relations with ones that they're not allowed to, men with men, men with ashes ish, men with people with animals, etc., and even animals are crossbreeding with each other. And how do we? Where do we see that the word hashchasa refers to avodah zara? Dichtiv pasuk from last week's parasha, ten tashchisun v'achisam lachem peso. You might act corruptly and make for yourself statues. So therefore, ki mashchasam b'hem teaches us that anything that involves erva or that anything that involves erva or avodah zara is considered that it hasn't been. That you might make for yourself a statue, an image of any kind of form. Okay. So therefore, kol shamum poisoban. So therefore, the rule is any kind of kedusha where a mum would possible it. Dvar erva v'avodas kochavim poisin behem. Then so does dvar erva and avodas zara possible. So that takes care of most of the cases of our Mishnah. That takes care of the reveya, the nirva, the muktzah, the nevad, and the esnan. Okay.
We go both ways. In other words, we say Ashkata
implies... Ashkata implies Erva and Avodah Zara. And since the Pasuk says, Ki Mashkatan Bahem, Mumbam, means anything that has Mashkatan Bahem, anything that has corruption in it, is Erva and Avodah Zara, is considered to have a Mum. Right. Okay. So the question is, V'tonad Ve'er Abishmol Min HaBehemah Min HaBakor Min HaSoin Ma'i Dorish Bu. Okay, so what is Tonad Ve'er Abishmol doing with the Limudim from Min HaBehemah Min HaBakor or Min HaSoin that we said before?
If he's learning
Mukta and Nevad and Reveya and Reveya and Nirvan, or if he's learning them from Kimashkot and Bahem, then what does he need? Mina Bahem, Mina Bakor, Mina Son. The answer is Miborile Praplus Cholos Dokin Muhumizuham. He says that comes to teach us, as we learned from the Chodos, that you're not allowed to bring as a korban, aside from an animal that has an actual mum, you're also not allowed to bring as an animal a zokin, an animal that's extremely old. It's so old that it's shaking from old age. Oh, sorry, chola first, an animal that's sick, or zokin, or an animal that's old, or mezuham, or an animal that's smelly. So those we learn from mina behemah, mina bakor, or mina tzai. Yeah. Okay, so the Tanakama, daptinu la'ayikroi, l'hanikroi, l'reveya v'nirva. So if the Tanakama is using them for reveya v'nirva, zokin chola mezuham minole, so where does he get that the zokin chola mezuham are excluded? The answer is, he would say, yes, but you have another pasuk that you have later on in the pasukim, it continues, im min hatsoin korbanai, im min hatsoin korbanai, min hatsoin oi min ha'izim loyla, later on, and a few pasukim later, in Parshas Vayikra. So therefore, in other words, so you have two sets of min. So from one of them we can learn the reveya and nirba and so forth, and from the other one we can learn zakin chodo and mizoram. Okay, all the time. You have like this. First it starts by saying mina behemah, mina bakor, mina tzayin. Generic.
Right.
Then it starts talking about if a person brings a korban from the bakor, then here are the rules. Then a few psukim later, the prophet Yud, it says, v'im minachson korbanim minachvasim oy min ha'izim. So there you have three more mins in the pasuk. So the Tanakhama will say, the Tanakh of the previous Braisa will say that from there we can learn the zakin cholam as well. Ul Tonad Ve'er Abishmol. So what would Tonad Ve'er Abishmol answer to that? He would say, okay, but it's normal for the pasuk to talk like that. When it's mentioning, when it's getting into the spirit, the earlier pasuk, when it says, mina behemah, mina bakor, mina tzayin, there the means weren't needed. But it could have just said, adam ki yakim etem korban l'Hashem, behemah bakor v'tzayin. But in the later pasuk, when you're saying that if he's bringing from the sheep, then he's bringing from the cattle, or not from the cattle, if he's bringing from the tzayin, that he's bringing from the sheep or from the goats, it's normal for it to use the word min over there. Tana de Rebbe Shmuel would say, we're not learning anything extra from that.
It means
to speak, to converse, to talk. The shortest is shah, which is an Aramaic and rarely in Tanakh, a Hebrew word that means to speak. The Esha of a Chukai HaTamid, for example, you have a passage in Kapitel Kofi Tet that will constantly speak from your Chukim.
The Esha?
The Esha, Vav Ayin Shin, Vav Aleph Shin Ayin Hei, then I will speak and I will converse.
That's from Aramaic?
So it's a show that you find rarely in Hebrew, but more commonly in Aramaic. So yeah, I mean, speak and talk about it. Yeah. Okay, then the Mishnah said, Ezehu Muktzah La'Avodas L'Chol. Although we said that the definition of Muktzah is where it was designated to be used as a korban for Avodah Zarah. So, Amar Ishlokish, Ein Osir Ela Muktzah L'Sheva Shon. When do we say that it's Osir? When do we say that it's Osir? As Muktzah is if it was designated for 7 years to be used as a korban. In other words, that if they had, so in other words, Rish Lakish would say less than 7 years, and not, that's not Rashi considered Mukta. Then Rashi brings a second explanation is that only the first 7 years is it considered Mukta. But if, let's say, they designated it as a Korban for Avodah Zarah, and 7 years have passed, and they still haven't been matched with it, then it wouldn't be possible. We'll get to that later. Okay. Shenema, where do we see 7 years? Shenema, you have a pasuk like this. In Sefer Shoftim, the psukim tell us the story. You have at one point in the year, you have over and over, we know the history of the Shoftim was that you'd have this constant cycle. The people would be worshipping Avodah Zarah. The Hashem would send one or another foreign nation to harass them. They would do tshuva. Hashem would appoint a shofet, would defeat that enemy, and they would continue to do the right thing as long as that shofet was alive. And then when he passed away, they'd relapse, and the whole cycle would start all over. That was most of the period of the Shoftim was like that. Although with that said, by the way, the whole period of the Shoftim was 300 odd years, and only 120 years out of that were they worshipping Avodah Zarah. So two-thirds of the time they were doing the right thing. Okay, but nevertheless, I'm saying we have to put it in perspective. Okay, anyway, one of those cycles involved giving. So you have the Jewish people had been worshipping Avodah Zarah, so Hashem sent the nation of Midian to harass them. And then a few years pass, and one day the Jewish people are doing tshuva. So Hashem sends a malach to Gideon to inform him, you're the one who's been chosen to save the Jewish people.
Gideon was
a member from Shevet Menasheh. He was a person from Shevet Menasheh. Yeah. Anyway, so the pasuk continues over there. That now the thing was, Gideon's own father worshipped Avodah Zarah. So Hashem tells Gideon, "Vayhi b'alaylahu." That night, a malach or whatever comes to Gideon in a dream. "Vayom eloy Hashem." Hashem says to Gideon in a dream, "Kachas parasher asher la'avicha. Take the ox that belongs to your father, the uparasheni sheva shanim, and the second ox that's been there for 7 years." Meaning that they've been fattening it up for 7 years. In other words, the understanding is basically that the first ox itself was being worshipped, and the second ox was being fattened up for 7 years to be used as a korban, to be used as a korban to the first ox. And Hashem said, and in the dream he's told he has to take the statue for Avodah Zarah that his father has over there and the mizbeach that his father has for Avodah Zarah over there, tear down that mizbeach, build a new one. Use the wood from the Asherah to make a fire over there and shech this animal and bring it to the carpet.
It was before Shiloh.
This is actually during Mishkan Shiloh, which is a good point, actually. The Gemara is going to point that out. Wait. Hold on. So therefore, you see that Mukta involves 7 years. So the question is, well, also Mukta b'lechod haba. What are you telling me? There it was only Mukta? Never nami haba. There we're talking about an animal that was actually worshipped as well. Because again, we have two animals. Apparently there's one that was being worshipped and one that was being used as a carbon. Well, one of them was being fattened, but yeah. In other words, there's two animals over there. So the implication seems to be that there were two animals, one that's being fattened up for a carbon, and one which is actually nevad itself. So the question is, in other words, Rashi actually says, I don't know where we get that it itself was never. Rabbeinu Gershom says the reason is because the pasuk calls it Baal. So in other words, one of these oxen was being designated as the representative of Baal, and they were worshipping it as that representative. Anyway, the question is that if it was Nevad, then how do you learn that only Mukta applies to 7 years? The answer is Amar Abachavayat, Mukta Labid Vloyabdu. What it means is that they designated it, they were intending to worship that other one that they were fattening up after 7 years, but they hadn't yet worshipped it. Rabbam, well, it was only Mukta at that point. They hadn't yet started worshipping it. Rabbam Amar La'olam Avduhu, Rabbam says, no, actually, they did worship the actual one, but we can't necessarily learn from that about that Nevad should be Mutter as a carbon, or that there should be a limit of 7 years, because the Chiddushu, the whole concept that they brought the carbon in this way was a Chiddush. Kidrat Abba Bar Kahana, like Rav Abba Bar Kahana says, the Amar of Abba Bar Kahana, Shmoina Dvarim Hitiru Ba'oite Laila, there were 8 unusual things that were Mutter on that night. In other words, so the pasuk continues. That again, that night Hashem came, or the Malach, whatever, came to Gideon in a dream and gave him these instructions. That you should tear down your father's mizbeach, build a new mizbeach out of the stones, take your father's asherah tree, cut it down, use the wood, etc., etc. And the pasuk continues. Gideon was afraid to do it by day, so he did it by night.
Yes, he saw that.
Well, yeah, but then the pasuk continues. The next morning, the people over there came and found out what happened, and they were furious, and they were ready to kill Gideon, and his father talked them out of it. Anyway, the point is that now, granted, he was afraid, therefore he did it by night, but the fact of the matter is, if it was also to do it at night, he still couldn't have done it. You can't do something differently than Afi Alokha just because you're afraid. So therefore, Shmoina Dvarim Yitzhiru Bo Yitzhiru. There were 8 things. Normally, no, it's not also to destroy a Mizbeach of Avodah Zarah, but you usually can't, 1 second. You usually can't use it for bringing a carbon to Hashem. Again, usually anything that's used for Avodah Zarah is disgusting to use for Hashem. So 8 things were mutter that night. In other words, in that dream, he was told it's a haras shah that he was told by Navi or whatever in the dream, or by Malach or whatever in the dream, that 8 exceptions are going to be made tonight. Number one, what you said, the Mishkan Shila was standing at that time for a couple hundred years already, and still he's bringing a carbon outside the Mishkan. That was an exception. That was an exception to the usual rule. Number two, the Lila. You don't usually bring Karbonis at night, and here he's told to do that. Number three, the Zorus. He was a Zor, because he's from Shevet Menashe. He's not a Kohen. And yet he brought the Karbon. Number four, Klei Sharis, that he didn't need to use Klei Sharis. He didn't have Klei Sharis over there, because the Klei Sharis and an exception was made to that. Number five, Klei Asherah, that he was using the Asherah, that he was using, rather than using clay shardis, he was using kalim, like basins and whatever, that previously had been used to worship the Asherah, and he's using them for this carving. Va'aseh Asherah, and another exception was that the wood of the Asherah itself, usually wood of an Asherah would be also b'hanah, let alone you can't use it for a carbon. And here he's dafka told to cut down the Asherah and use it for firewood for the carbon. Mukta v'nevad, and that there was mukta and that there was nevad involved over here. So therefore, so the whole thing was a chiddush, and you can't really learn regular gittin. And basically, it's a rasha. So this that Rish Lakish is saying, that mukta would only apply if it was for 7 years, and you're learning from that point, Rava said you can't necessarily learn from that logic. That was a special case. Okay.
So
Rish Lakish had held that nevertheless you could learn from it. Amr of Tobi Bar Masna Amr of Yeshia, minayin l'mukta minatora, where do we know minatora the concept of mukta, and the machshon is going to think that what it means is, how do we know that you have to first designate a korban before you actually bring it? So when he said minayin l'mukta min haTorah, you have to remember statements in the Gemara, we have them in a seder in the Gemara over here that Ravina and Ravashi put in an order. So when we see over here minayin l'mukta min haTorah, our first assumption would be we're talking about the mukta that we were talking about before. But when Rav Yoshi originally, when Rav Tuvi Bar Masna originally said it, it may have been in some completely different context. So we have to first understand what he means by mukta. So they thought, the Makshin and the Bnei HaYeshiva thought that by mukta he meant, where do we know that you have to first designate a korban before you actually bring it? You can't just right away say, you can't just bring your animal to the Azara and right away be mad with it. Shenema, because the Pasuk says, Tishmuru Lahasiv Libamayadai. The Pasuk says you should guard, for purposes of the korban, Lahasiv Libamayadai, to offer to me, to Hashem, in its proper time. Meaning, kol sha'osin le shimur, so it has to be that there was shimur, it has to be that there was guarding done to the animal to designate it and to guard it before you actually bring it to the carbon. In fact, we learned earlier, I think in Bechoris, the concept that we have actually an opinion that says that you have to actually check the carbon for 4 days before you bring it to make sure it has no moment.
So that's not negative.
That is naming it. Once you're naming it, then you're checking it. However, what do you mean? You're naming it? Well, fine, but the point is, that in other words, you have to name it first, and you have to guard it from then until you bring it to the party. Yeah. Maskifla Abaya, but Abaya asks on that. Elamayata, by that logic, I mean, Isis in your deployment, by this logic that you're saying that you always need Shimur first, I see Isis in your deployment. So if a person were to bring, for example, a hungry sheep, soima, like soima, the loy ovid le shimur, and he didn't first guard it, hachinamid le chazul akrava, are you telling me you can't bring it to the carbon? Fine, maybe like a chila, you have to check it first, and you have to whatever, but nobody ever said that you can't, that you can't be makrivit, that you can't be makrivit on the spot. Amalei, ema, imra the soima, the sheep that was fasting, that's hungry. Amalei, So Rav Tovi Bar Masna answered him, "Ano tishmeru la'achud li b'moya day tamina." Actually, no, you're misunderstanding what I was trying to learn from you. I'm not talking about the concept of mukta that you have to pre-designate a korban and guard it for a couple of days before you bring it. What I mean is, when I say minayin l'mukta min atzara, I'm talking about the kind of mukta that we're talking about in our sugi over here. Where do we know that an animal that was mukta for avodah zarah is also to bring as a korban? That is because the pasuk says, "Tishmeru l'achdu l'ibamoya deikamina." I was saying because the pasuk says you have to guard to bring it to me in its time. Meaning the word "li" means leave, lo la'adon acher. Means Hashem is saying that this rule applies when it's to me, not when it's to a different master. Meaning avodah zarah. So that's where we see the ezehu acher shemakriv moy. What other power could there be that a person is makriv to? Heviyem is avodah kachavim. That would be avodah zarah. So the Torah is telling you, therefore, that if you have an animal that was tishmeru, that was tishmeru lahakrid to anybody other than Li, then it's unacceptable. So therefore we see that mukta is also as a carbon. Okay. And we'll continue tomorrow about the sham, we're talking about the details of what makes the animal mukta, and continue on this topic in general.